In a world that never stops talking, where silence is often filled with the next notification, there's a truth we seldom acknowledge. The loudest moments in our lives are not the ones filled with noise, but those heavy with our own thoughts and reflections. It's in these moments of solitude that we find ourselves face to face with life's most profound questions and our most genuine selves. But what does it mean to truly embrace solitude? Is it just about enjoying a quiet cup of coffee alone or taking a solitary walk? Or is there something more to it, a deeper significance recognized by philosophers and thinkers for centuries? The answer lies in the ancient wisdom of Stoicism, a philosophy that celebrates the power of solitude as a path to self-discovery, resilience, and personal growth. People who cherish their alone time share a fascinating set of personality traits that set them apart from the crowd. Are you ready to uncover the secrets of solitude and discover what makes these introspective individuals so unique? Join us on a captivating journey through the 10 special personality traits of people who like to be alone and explore how the timeless insights of Stoicism can help us all find greater meaning and purpose in the quiet moments of our lives. Get ready to challenge your assumptions about solitude and discover a world of profound insights waiting to be uncovered. The power of alone time is calling. Are you ready to answer the Stoic connection? Picture this: a wise philosopher sitting alone under the stars, lost in contemplation. This image embodies the essence of Stoicism, which celebrates solitude as a sanctuary for self-reflection and personal growth. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and renowned Stoic philosopher, wrote in his Meditations, "Nowhere can man find a quieter or more untroubled retreat than in his own soul." This simple yet profound statement encapsulates the Stoic view of solitude. But the Stoics weren't just talking about peace and quiet. They saw solitude as a crucial tool for developing clarity of thought, emotional resilience, and moral character. Seneca, another famous Stoic, put it this way: "The mind is like the stomach. It is not how much you put into it that counts, but how much it digests." In other words, it's not about how much time you spend alone, but how you use that time. As we explore the special personality traits of solitude seekers in the coming sections, you'll see how they align with Stoic principles and practices, from self-awareness to emotional regulation, from creativity to mental toughness. The qualities cultivated by embracing solitude are the same ones that Stoicism seeks to nurture. But don't just take our word for it. Ask yourself how embracing solitude might help you develop these qualities in your own life. What insights might you gain from the Stoic perspective on alone time? The answers may surprise you and may just change the way you view your moments of solitude forever. Next up, we'll explore how solitude fosters independence and self-awareness, two key traits that set solitude seekers apart from the crowd. Stay tuned. Independence and self-awareness. Have you ever noticed how some people seem to thrive in their own company? They exude a quiet confidence, a sense of self-assuredness that comes from within. These are the people who have mastered the art of solitude, and in doing so, they've unlocked a key to true independence and self-awareness. When you're comfortable being alone, you learn to rely less on external validation and more on your own inner compass. You become the captain of your own ship, guided by your values and aspirations. This is the essence of Stoic self-reliance, the belief that true strength comes from within. But independence isn't just about being self-sufficient. It's also about knowing yourself on a deep, intimate level. Solitude provides the perfect opportunity for introspection, for asking yourself the tough questions and facing your own truths. As Seneca put it, The greatest of all pleasures is to know how to belong to oneself. Imagine the power of truly belonging to yourself, of having a clear sense of who you are, what you stand for, and what you want out of life. This is the gift of self-awareness, and it's a quality that solitude seekers cultivate with every moment they spend in quiet contemplation. So how can you tap into this transformative power of solitude in your own life? Start by carving out time each day for reflection and self-discovery. Ask yourself questions like, what are my core values? What brings me joy and fulfillment? What fears or limiting beliefs might be holding me back? As you ponder these questions in the stillness of solitude, you may be surprised by the insights that arise. And with each revelation, you'll be one step closer to the unshakable self-knowledge and inner strength of the Stoic sage. But the benefits of solitude don't stop there. In the next section, we'll explore how alone time can supercharge your creativity and problem-solving skills, and how the Stoics harness this power to achieve greatness. Get ready to unleash your inner genius, creativity, and problem-solving. Picture a solitary figure hunched over a desk, lost in thought. Suddenly, a spark of inspiration ignites, and they spring into action, furiously scribbling or typing away. This is the magic of solitude at work, the alchemy of creativity and problem-solving that occurs when we give ourselves space to think deeply and without interruption. Some of the world's greatest minds, from Albert Einstein to Maya Angelou, have credited their alone time as a key factor in their groundbreaking work. As Einstein himself put it, "The monotony and solitude of a quiet life stimulate the creative mind." But why is solitude such a powerful catalyst for creativity? One reason is that it allows us to escape the distractions and noise of daily life and enter a state of deep focus. In this state, our minds are free to wander, to make connections, and to explore ideas without the pressure of outside influences. Moreover, solitude provides a space for what psychologists call incubation, the process by which our brains continue to work on problems and generate insights even when we're not actively thinking about them. Have you ever had a eureka moment in the shower or on a solitary walk? That's incubation in action. The Stoics, too, recognized the power of solitude for creativity and problem-solving. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, wrote, "Nowhere can man find a quieter or more untroubled retreat than in his own soul." He understood that the answers to life's greatest challenges often lie within us, waiting to be uncovered in moments of quiet introspection. So, how can you harness the creative power of solitude in your own life? One way is to set aside dedicated time each day for deep work, focused, uninterrupted blocks of time for tackling your most important tasks and projects. During this time, turn off your phone, close your email, and give yourself permission to get lost in the flow of your work. Another strategy is to seek solitude in nature. Whether it's a hike in the woods, a swim in the ocean, or simply a quiet moment in a nearby park. Something about the majesty of the natural world has a way of unlocking our creative potential and inspiring fresh perspectives. As you make space for solitude in your life, pay attention to the ideas and insights that bubble up in the quiet moments. Jot them down in a notebook or voice memo and see where they take you. Who knows? Your next big breakthrough might be just a solitary moment away. Next up, we'll explore the fascinating connection between introversion and solitude, and how the Stoics can teach us to embrace our inner quiet. Stay tuned. Introversion and deep thinking. Imagine a bustling party filled with laughter, chatter, and music. While some people come alive in this lively atmosphere, others may feel drained and overwhelmed, yearning for a quiet corner to recharge. If you find yourself in the latter category, you're not alone. In fact, you may be part of the estimated 25 to 40% of the population who identify as introverts. But what exactly is introversion, and how does it relate to the power of solitude? Contrary to popular belief, introversion isn't about shyness or social awkwardness. Rather, it's a preference for quiet, low-stimulation environments that allow for deep thinking and reflection. Introverts are often the observers in a room, the ones who listen intently and notice subtle details that others might miss. They're the deep thinkers who relish the opportunity to explore ideas and concepts in depth, without the distractions of constant social interaction. This preference for solitude and deep thinking is a key trait of many Stoic philosophers. Marcus Aurelius, for example, was known for his introspective nature and his habit of retreating into solitude to reflect on life's big questions. In his Meditations, he wrote, "It is in your power to withdraw yourself whenever you desire. Perfect tranquility within consists in the good ordering of the mind, the realm of your own." For introverts and deep thinkers, solitude provides a sanctuary, a space to recharge, reflect, and engage with ideas on a profound level. It's in these quiet moments that they often have their most insightful breakthroughs and epiphanies. So how can you cultivate the power of introversion and deep thinking in your own life? One way is to create a fortress of solitude, a dedicated space where you can retreat to think, read, or simply be alone with your thoughts. Another strategy is to practice active listening in your interactions with others. Instead of rushing to fill the silence or dominate the conversation, take a step back and really listen to what the other person is saying. Ask thoughtful questions and take the time to consider their perspective before responding. As you embrace your introversion and make space for deep thinking, you may find that you have a greater capacity for empathy, creativity, and problem-solving. You may also discover a newfound sense of inner peace and self-acceptance as you learn to honor your own needs and preferences. Remember, the Stoics teach us that true wisdom comes from knowing ourselves, and for introverts and deep thinkers, that self-knowledge often blossoms in the quiet moments of solitude. But the benefits of solitude don't end there. In the next section, we'll explore how alone time can help us regulate our emotions and reduce stress, and how the Stoics can guide us on this path to inner peace. Keep watching. Emotional regulation and stress reduction. Picture a tranquil lake, its surface smooth and unruffled. Now imagine a stone thrown into the center of the lake, sending ripples spreading outward in concentric circles. The stone represents the stresses and upheavals of daily life, but with time and stillness, the lake returns to its original state of calm. This is the power of solitude for emotional regulation and stress reduction. When we step away from the demands and distractions of the world and give ourselves time to be alone, we create space for our minds and hearts to settle, much like the surface of the lake. The Stoics understood this intuitively. Seneca, in his Letters from a Stoic, wrote, "The mind must be given relaxation. It will rise improved and sharper after a good break." He recognized that solitude provides a crucial opportunity for rest, reflection, and emotional processing. In moments of solitude, we can step back from the heat of our emotions and gain perspective on our experiences. We can ask ourselves questions like, "What triggered this feeling? Is my response proportional to the situation? What do I need in this moment to feel grounded and at peace?" This kind of self-reflection is key to developing emotional intelligence, the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions and those of others. But solitude isn't just about managing negative emotions. It's also about cultivating positive ones. When we give ourselves time to be alone, we create space for joy, gratitude, and wonder to arise spontaneously. We can savor the simple pleasures of life: a beautiful sunset, a satisfying meal, a moment of connection with a loved one, without the pressure to perform or the fear of judgment. Moreover, solitude has been shown to have powerful stress-reducing effects on the body and mind. Studies have found that spending time alone can lower cortisol levels, the stress hormone, reduce inflammation, and even boost immune function. So how can you incorporate the stress-busting power of solitude into your own life? One way is to practice mindfulness, the act of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Whether it's through meditation, deep breathing, or simply taking a few minutes to sit in silence, mindfulness can help you cultivate inner peace and emotional resilience. Another strategy is to keep a journal, a private space where you can process your thoughts and feelings without fear of censure or criticism. Writing can be a powerful tool for self-discovery and emotional release, as well as a way to track your personal growth over time. Remember, the Stoics teach us that we can't control what happens to us in life, but we can control how we respond. By cultivating emotional regulation and inner calm through solitude, we become the masters of our own minds and hearts. As Epictetus put it, "It is not events that disturb people, it is their judgments concerning them." With the power of solitude on your side, you can weather any storm with grace and resilience. Next up, we'll explore how solitude can help us develop unshakable mental toughness, and how the Stoics can guide us on this path to inner strength. Don't go anywhere. Resilience and mental toughness. Imagine a lone tree standing tall in the midst of a raging storm. Winds howl and rain pelts down, but the tree remains rooted, its branches swaying but never breaking. This is the image of resilience and mental toughness, the ability to withstand adversity and emerge stronger on the other side. For those who embrace the power of solitude, this kind of inner strength is not just a metaphor, it's a way of life. When we spend time alone, we have the opportunity to confront our own thoughts, fears, and limitations head on. We learn to rely on ourselves, to trust our own judgment, and to find strength in the face of challenges. The Stoics knew this well. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." He understood that true resilience comes not from external circumstances, but from the fortitude of our own minds and hearts. In moments of solitude, we can cultivate this mental toughness by practicing self-discipline, setting goals, and pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zones. We can learn to embrace discomfort as an opportunity for growth, rather than something to be avoided at all costs. But resilience isn't just about gritting our teeth and pushing through. It's also about knowing when to rest, recharge, and seek support. Solitude provides a space for self-care and self-compassion, allowing us to nurture ourselves in ways that bolster our mental and emotional reserves. Moreover, solitude can help us develop a growth mindset, the belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through hard work and dedication. When we spend time alone, we have the opportunity to reflect on our progress, learn from our mistakes, and set new goals for personal and professional development. So how can you harness the power of solitude to build resilience and mental toughness? One way is to practice exposure therapy, gradually confronting your fears and anxieties in a controlled setting. Whether it's public speaking, heights, or social situations, facing your fears in small doses can help you build confidence and courage over time. Another strategy is to cultivate a toolbox of coping mechanisms, healthy ways to manage stress and adversity, such as exercise, art, music, or time in nature. By having a variety of tools at your disposal, you'll be better equipped to handle whatever challenges come your way. Remember, the Stoics teach us that the path to inner peace and contentment lies not in avoiding hardship, but in learning to navigate it with wisdom and grace. As Seneca put it, difficulties strengthen the mind as labor does the body. By embracing the power of solitude to build resilience and mental toughness, you'll be able to weather any storm and emerge stronger, wiser, and more compassionate on the other side. But the benefits of solitude don't end there. In the next section, we'll explore how alone time can help us live more authentically, and how the Stoics can guide us on this path to self-realization. Stay tuned. Authenticity and non-conformity. In a world that often celebrates conformity and fitting in, there's something refreshingly bold about those who dare to stand out, those who march to the beat of their own drum. Guided by their own values and convictions, these are the people who have discovered the power of authenticity and non-conformity, and often they're the ones who find solace in solitude. When we spend time alone, we have the opportunity to tune out the noise of the world and tune in to our own inner voice. We can ask ourselves, what do I truly believe? What kind of person do I want to be? What values do I want to live by? Answering these questions takes courage, the courage to be true to ourselves, even when it means going against the grain. But as the Stoics teach us, living authentically is the key to a life well lived. Epictetus, in his Discourses, wrote, "If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid." He understood that true growth and self-realization often require us to break free from the expectations and judgments of others. In solitude, we have the space to explore our own beliefs, values, and aspirations without the pressure to conform. We can experiment with new ideas, try out different ways of being, and discover what truly lights us up inside. But living authentically isn't just about self-expression, it's also about self-acceptance. When we spend time alone, we have the opportunity to make peace with our own imperfections, to embrace our quirks and idiosyncrasies, and to love ourselves just as we are. Moreover, solitude can help us develop the courage to stand up for what we believe in, even in the face of opposition. When we've spent time getting to know ourselves and what we stand for, we're more likely to speak up and take action when we see injustice or wrongdoing in the world. So how can you cultivate the power of authenticity and non-conformity through solitude? One way is to practice self-reflection, taking time each day to journal, meditate, or simply sit in silence and check in with yourself. Ask yourself, am I living in alignment with my values? Am I being true to myself in my relationships, my work, and my daily choices? Another strategy is to seek out role models and mentors who embody the kind of authenticity and non-conformity you admire. Read books, watch interviews, and surround yourself with people who inspire you to be your best, most authentic self. Remember, the Stoics teach us that true happiness and fulfillment come from living a life of virtue and purpose. As Marcus Aurelius put it, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." By embracing the power of solitude to cultivate authenticity and non-conformity, you'll be well on your way to living a life that is uniquely and unapologetically your own. Next up, we'll explore how solitude can deepen our connection to something greater than ourselves, and how the Stoics can guide us on this path to spiritual growth. Stay tuned. Spiritual growth and connection. Have you ever felt a sense of awe and wonder gazing up at the stars on a clear night, or experienced a profound sense of peace sitting by a bubbling brook in the heart of a forest? These moments of solitude in nature have a way of stirring something deep within us, a sense of connection to something greater than ourselves. And it's not just nature that can evoke this feeling. For many people, solitude is a gateway to spiritual growth and connection, whether through prayer, meditation, or simply quiet reflection. The Stoics understood this well. They believed in the concept of the Logos, the rational principle that governs the universe and connects all living things. By aligning ourselves with this principle through virtuous living and self-reflection, they believed we could achieve a sense of unity and purpose. Seneca, in his Letters from a Stoic, wrote, "Withdraw into yourself as far as you can. Associate with those who will make a better man of you. Welcome those whom you yourself can improve. The process is mutual, for men learn while they teach. In solitude, we have the opportunity to withdraw into ourselves, to connect with our own inner wisdom, and to cultivate a deeper sense of spirituality. Whether through prayer, meditation, or simply quiet reflection, we can tap into a source of guidance and strength that lies beyond our individual selves. Moreover, solitude can help us develop a greater sense of empathy and compassion for others. When we take the time to understand our own thoughts, feelings, and struggles, we become better equipped to understand and relate to the experiences of those around us. This sense of connection and compassion is at the heart of Stoic philosophy. The Stoics believed that we are all part of a greater whole, and that our actions have ripple effects that extend far beyond ourselves. By cultivating virtue and wisdom through solitude, we contribute to the greater good of humanity. So, how can you harness the power of solitude for spiritual growth and connection? One way is to create a daily practice of meditation or prayer, setting aside time each day to quiet your mind, connect with your inner self, and cultivate a sense of peace and purpose. Another strategy is to seek out opportunities for solitude in nature, whether through hiking, camping, or simply taking a walk in a nearby park. Immersing yourself in the beauty and wonder of the natural world can be a powerful reminder of our place in the greater scheme of things. Remember, the Stoics teach us that true happiness and fulfillment come not from external circumstances, but from the cultivation of wisdom, virtue, and inner peace. As Marcus Aurelius put it, "Look within. Within is the fountain of good, and it will ever bubble up if thou wilt ever dig." By embracing the power of solitude for spiritual growth and connection, you open yourself up to a world of profound insight, compassion, and purpose. But the benefits of solitude don't end there. In the next section, we'll explore how alone time can actually enrich our relationships with others, and how the Stoics can guide us on this path to deeper connection. Stay tuned. Improved relationships. It may seem counterintuitive, but spending time alone can actually improve our relationships with others. When we take the time to understand ourselves, our thoughts, feelings, and needs, we become better equipped to communicate and connect with those around us. Think about it. How many times have you lashed out at a loved one because you were feeling stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed? Or withdrawn from a friend because you were too caught up in your own thoughts to be fully present? In solitude, we have the opportunity to process our emotions, to gain clarity on our own needs and desires, and to develop a stronger sense of self. This self-awareness is key to building healthy, authentic relationships with others. The Stoics understood this well. They believed that true friendship is based on virtue and mutual growth, not just superficial pleasantries or shared interests. By cultivating wisdom and character through solitude, we become better friends, partners, and community members. Seneca, in his Letters from a Stoic, wrote, "Ponder for a long time whether you shall admit a given person to your friendship, but when you have decided to admit him, welcome him with all your heart and soul." In other words, true friendship requires discernment, vulnerability, and wholehearted commitment, qualities that are cultivated through self-reflection and solitude. Moreover, solitude can help us develop greater empathy and compassion for others. When we take the time to understand our own struggles and vulnerabilities, we become more attuned to the struggles and vulnerabilities of those around us. We learn to listen more deeply, to offer support more readily, and to forgive more easily. So how can you use solitude to improve your relationships with others? One way is to practice active listening, giving your full attention to the person you're speaking with without interruption or judgment. This kind of presence and attentiveness is a rare gift in our distraction-filled world. Another strategy is to set aside regular time for self-reflection and self-care, whether through journaling, therapy, or simply quiet time alone. By taking care of your own emotional and mental health, you'll be better equipped to show up fully and authentically in your relationships with others. Remember, the Stoics teach us that we are all interconnected, that our actions and choices have ripple effects that extend far beyond ourselves. By embracing the power of solitude to cultivate wisdom, empathy, and self-awareness, we contribute to the greater good of all our relationships. As Marcus Aurelius put it, we are all fellow citizens of one state, the world. Through solitude, we learn to be better citizens of that world, more compassionate, more connected, and more deeply human. Next up, we'll explore the ultimate benefit of solitude, the cultivation of self-acceptance and inner peace. Don't go anywhere. Courage and self-acceptance. Picture a lone figure standing at the edge of a vast, unknown terrain. They have no map, no compass, no guide, only their own wits, courage, and determination to navigate the path ahead. This is the journey of self-discovery, the ultimate quest for self-acceptance and inner peace. And it's a journey that is often taken alone. In solitude, we come face to face with ourselves, our deepest fears, our most cherished dreams, and everything in between. We confront the parts of ourselves that we may have been avoiding or denying, and we learn to embrace them with compassion and understanding. This takes immense courage, the courage to be vulnerable, to be imperfect, and to love ourselves anyway. It's a courage that is forged in the crucible of solitude. The Stoics understood this well. They believed that true happiness and fulfillment come not from external validation or material success, but from living a life of virtue and self-mastery. And the path to self-mastery, they knew, is paved with self-acceptance. Epictetus, in his Discourses, wrote, "Don't demand that things happen as you wish, but wish that they happen as they do happen, and you will go on well." In other words, true peace comes from accepting reality as it is, including the reality of ourselves with all our flaws and imperfections. It's about letting go of the need to be perfect and embracing the journey of growth and self-discovery. And solitude provides the perfect backdrop for this journey. When we're alone, we have the space to confront our own thoughts and emotions without distraction or judgment. We can practice self-compassion, forgive ourselves for past mistakes, and set intentions for the future. Moreover, solitude can help us develop a greater sense of self-trust and inner knowing. When we spend time alone, we learn to rely on our own judgment, to listen to our own intuition, and to make decisions that align with our deepest values and beliefs. So how can you cultivate the courage and self-acceptance that comes from solitude? One way is to practice mirror work, looking at yourself in the mirror each day and speaking words of love, acceptance, and encouragement. This may feel awkward or uncomfortable at first, but over time it can be a powerful tool for building self-esteem and self-compassion. Another strategy is to set aside regular time for self-reflection and goal-setting, taking stock of where you are in life, what you want to achieve, and what steps you need to take to get there. By focusing on personal growth and self-improvement, you shift the focus from external validation to internal fulfillment. Remember, the Stoics teach us that the path to inner peace is paved with self-awareness, self-discipline, and self-acceptance. As Seneca put it, the most powerful is he who has himself in his own power. By embracing the power of solitude to cultivate courage and self-acceptance, you step into that power, the power to live a life of authenticity, purpose, and unshakable inner peace. And with that, we come to the end of our journey together. But the journey of self-discovery never truly ends. It's a lifelong pursuit, one that is enriched and deepened by the power of solitude. So let's take a moment to reflect on the journey we've taken together. We've explored the 10 special personality traits of people who like to be alone, the independence and self-awareness, the creativity and problem-solving, the introversion and deep thinking, the emotional regulation and stress reduction, the resilience and mental toughness, the authenticity and nonconformity, the spiritual growth and connection, the improved relationships, and finally, the courage and self-acceptance. And through it all, we've seen how the ancient wisdom of Stoicism provides a powerful framework for understanding and harnessing the power of solitude. The Stoics remind us that true happiness and fulfillment come not from external circumstances, but from the cultivation of virtue, wisdom, and inner peace, all of which are fostered by time alone. But the benefits of solitude are not just personal, they ripple out into the world around us. When we take the time to understand and accept ourselves, we become better equipped to understand and accept others. When we cultivate resilience and mental toughness, we become better able to weather the storms of life and support those around us. And when we connect with something greater than ourselves through spiritual growth and reflection, we contribute to the greater good of all humanity. So as we close this chapter of our journey together, I invite you to continue exploring the power of solitude in your own life. Carve out time each day for quiet reflection, self-discovery, and inner growth. Embrace the discomfort and vulnerability that comes with confronting yourself, and trust in the journey of self-acceptance. And remember, you are never truly alone. You are part of a greater whole, a tapestry of humanity woven together by the threads of our shared experiences, struggles, and triumphs. By embracing the power of solitude, you contribute to the strength and beauty of that tapestry. As Marcus Aurelius put it, what injures the hive, injures the bee. By taking care of yourself through solitude and self-reflection, you take care of the greater hive of humanity. So go forth with courage, with wisdom, and with an open heart. The journey of self-discovery awaits, and the power of solitude will be your guide. Thank you for embarking on this journey with me today. If you found value in these insights, I invite you to subscribe to our channel and share this video with others who may also benefit from the power of solitude. Remember, as you continue on your path, you are never alone. You are part of a community of seekers, all striving towards greater self-awareness, compassion, and inner peace. Together, let's change the world. one moment of solitude at a time. Until we meet again, may you stay connected with the Creator, finding strength and guidance in every step of your journey.